every Wednesday morning at 11:30 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
NFL, Bob's World, Bob's World, F1,
Golf,
Bob's World, Bob's World, Big Green Egg,
Flip-Flops,
Bob's World,
Bob's Sambos. World.
All right, it's Bob's World Time. It's brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Here is Bob.
Well, we are about to go from flip-flops to samba season.
I need new sambas. These are beaten.
Christmas ideas.
Need some sambas.
Maybe Packer color sambas.
Do you have 1987 shoes still in stock? So this week, I wanted to discuss a real life. Boy, this could have been a dad life. I should have triggered the dad life theme song. Because if you are a dad, perhaps you can relate to this, or you will relate to this down the road, because we are living at a time that would make my dad faint if he knew what I was dealing with in his position 25 years later or whatever. So every generation has changes. I can't imagine what 25 years from now will be like. In the sector of car insurance.
Oh.
So, we have a family of five, and we're all drivers, and there's five cars. And so, of course, as is our tradition, because the kids are trying to get through school, Dad just takes it in the shorts and insures five drivers and five vehicles.
It's the worst.
Now, these are normal vehicles.
In fact,
in many cases, complete beaters.
Fleet of Maybachs?
I have not bought my three kids three brand new G-Wagons. I have not done that. I have bought them very reasonable beaters in many cases, although the further on you get, the more we try to get them something nice and safe.
When you show you can be trusted.
So the girl is 21, and I want to say 4 years ago, she had a small incident at the airport. I don't believe there was really any damage to her vehicle and a slight thing to the other person's vehicle. And I believe she was probably at fault as a rear-ending situation, but very low speed, very small deal. And I'm trying to express to you that each of my three kids have had slight incidents, one, over the course of the last 5 years. And so...
And you reported them all?
Yes. You know, I didn't mean to. But anyway,
well, if it's a two car, you have to.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And
well,
it's their fault.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't have to if it's not your fault.
Yeah. No, just run into a lamppost, you don't have to call that one in.
More on that in a second. So, the oldest one had an incident, I think, in 2020. The middle one had an incident in 2022 where it doesn't matter. He had an incident, and then my youngest had a single car, street was wet, sort of hit a dude's fence. And I'm like, what did you do? Hit a guy's fence. Is there damage? Yes. Okay, well, tell the guy I'll just pay for whatever the fence needs, and we don't have to make a big deal about this, you know?
Sure.
Let's keep the... And, of course, the neighbor wants to call insurance as quick as he can. And so over the course of a five-year window, all three of the kids, ranging from 18 to 21, have had one incident.
Minor. No cars were totaled.
Absolutely minor in each case. Mom
no,
and
no
dad,
lawsuits.
Mom and dad are...
No neck braces.
Mom and dad have been at zero. We haven't had an incident in some time.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Drive a lot every day. It could happen at any second. But the point is, I received notification that we had been dropped by our insurance company.
Oh, dear.
Golly.
And to me, that
These
felt...
These terms are too risky.
To me, that felt like such a insult to my person. Like, I didn't believe that was just... But then I started visiting with a couple other people that have people, college age or high school age kids. They're like, yeah, dude, we got dropped too. We had to go to timeout for like 2 years, and then our insurance company took us back. I'm like, so what'd you do in those 2 years? Bro, you just have to get any insurance you can. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? So I found out. So you find like an insurance broker. And the insurance broker is different, I guess, than an insurance agent. I want to be clear on all this. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is just my experience. I'm not an expert. I'm probably getting terms wrong. But I talked to this guy, and he's running numbers, and he's like, okay, well, this company won't take you. All right, let me run some numbers. This company won't take you. All right, here's a, this company will take you, but man, you're not going to believe what they want a month for your family of five with five vehicles. It's wild the number they came up with. Really wild. Like, times three of what I was paying. And
oh, my
God. And I thought I was paying a lot already. Mm. And then this fourth company will take you. They come in a little below, but if you'd like to save 20%, they have a program where they sort of monitor your driving.
They put the little tracker in your car.
Well, our first company that dropped us already did this, so I'm like, yeah.
Wait, what? I've never heard of this.
Okay, so there's a little thing you put on your windshield, almost like a toll tag, but it's a little thicker, and it's transmitting things like speed and hard braking, and I think that's probably all of it.
And it'll give you a score.
You're aware of this?
Yeah, I have one.
Why do you have one? Because of your car that got totaled? Because
it's cheaper.
And also, they'll have your rates go down if you're a good driver.
Yeah. Well, this company...
You shouldn't have one.
So the one with the deal on the windshield, they dropped us. And so people will know who dropped us now. And we're serving our penalty. I'm hoping in less than 2 years I can get back to them because now their rates don't seem so absurd. But the new company, it's an app on your phone. And I'm like, all right, so what can we save? It looks like $200 a month, sir. $200 a month? We're in. Yeah, I might have said 20%. It's actually less than 20%. It's so much money for this insurance. Anyway, the point is now we all have apps. And the apps are not nearly as appealing as the little thing on your truck because this happened when we were in San Francisco. We're driving robot Uber or whatever.
And it doesn't know you're not driving.
It doesn't know I'm not driving, and it sees me on my phone the whole time, and it's like flagging me for being an unsafe driver.
Or if wife is in the back seat and she's got her phone open, it'll log me as
so
the one with my phone.
So you weren't aware of this when we were in San Francisco?
Oh, I'm aware of it. Like every night I have to go in there and unflag what's been flagged by saying passenger.
Okay, so you can go in there and adjust whatever they
say you
did wrong.
Which also doesn't make sense because you could just put passenger for every time you're looking at watching a movie while you're driving.
Yeah.
It's horrible technology. But I have to play the game because $200 a month every month kind of adds up when you're paying a literal fortune to insure what I think is a pretty safe driving family.
We have it on good record that your pants were off. While driving.
Dude, it's so wrong.
You were in the front seat and your pants were in the back seat. Tell us how that happened.
So it's monitoring, the app monitors your speed, your braking, which is extremely ridiculous because it's like, oh, you had three hard brakes. I'm like,
what?
What are you talking about? There were no hard brakes.
Well, even if you did, what? Sometimes you have to do that.
Acceleration. How quickly are you trying to, like, it's...
Are you peeling out like Cannonball
it's
Run?
It's like an F1 race. It's like lights out and away we go, and we're trying to beat Verstappen to the first turn. Time of day, it will tick you if you're always driving when bars are closing. And then miles driven.
Your pants were off. There was a one-hitter in the back seat.
So apparently it's
a
different.
A girl that wasn't your wife.
If you're driving three blocks a day versus.
Who do these panties belong to?
50 miles a day.
Passenger or driver?
So I just want to say a few things here real quick in summary.
So now you're.
This sucks. Because I have to look at this app like twice a week to make sure it's not claiming I had my phone. I'm playing with my phone the entire time when I'm really just riding with you.
How are your kids doing?
Yeah, how are you staying on top of your kids? Like, if they're a passenger with a wild ass friend of theirs,
dude. Literally every 3 days, I text them and say, "Clear out your app of anything you've been flagged for if it's unrighteous." Oh, and just clear them all out because we don't want our rates to go up. Because it's basically saying, you have 2 stars, your rates will be going up if you don't get this fixed. Or you have 5 stars, your rates could go down. But you got
Big Brother is watching you.
Dude, it's insane.
What's the name of this company?
I don't want to say.
Can't say it.
I don't want to cause any problems.
But there are multiple companies like this.
Yeah, and I will
and
say.
You're involved with one of these?
Yeah.
Because was that wreck your fault that you had?
No.
Well, then why are you getting screwed around?
Well, no.
Because we want a smaller rate.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's on a board op salary, Corby.
But I was going to say, data.
What is salary?
Data tracking for insurance is not necessarily a penalty because your kids are morons. It's like they'd love to track you. Like, they're tracking everybody, brah. But yeah. So before my kids were problematic, apparently, I was still being tracked because I like cheaper rates. But here's my question. How does anybody afford car insurance?
I don't know.
In this world where they are charging, I think, about $1,400 or $1,500 bucks a month for car insurance.
If only there was a website where you could choose the insurance that you need.
That's true.
Well, no, here's the fun part about that. Nobody will take us because 3 kids over the course of 5 years each had what I would say is a tiny incident.
Okay, you really screwed up by throwing this to the insurance company in the first place.
I didn't.
Like, my kid, his one wreck.
You're just peeling off hundreds at the site?
No.
Throwing it at him?
His wreck was he ran into his school. He literally, and he tried to lie and be like, "Oh, it was a hit and run and this guy took off and I couldn't believe it." And it took about 30 seconds of investigative work to realize that, what? No. And this is all wrong. And then he's like, "Oh, I ran into the gym." But it was not bad. It wasn't horrible. He needed a new front bumper and all that, but I knew better than to throw that to insurance. Because that is going to kill you in the long term. You just take the short term hit and you move on. Now, again, if it's a 2-car collision,
yeah,
especially if it's their fault or if you hit a fence or run into a swimming pool or something like that.
The neighbor should be cool enough to take your money and not call it in.
Yeah. Did you know the neighbor?
Of course not.
Why would they do that?
Because they're mean.
They
want to see us drop by our insurance.
And you couldn't, did you talk to him on the phone?
No, I didn't get there in time. He had already called the insurance by the time I got off work.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
So I punched him. So now, yeah, you just have to play this stupid game and pay whatever they ask because there's literally like 2 companies.
And you have to have it.
And you have to have it.
So our youngest turns 16 next year, and I'm dreading it. I'm looking forward to it because literally your life changes when they all have cars because you're not the chauffeur anymore, obviously, and it opens up so much more time for you. But at the same time, I am almost, because my oldest didn't start until he was 17. So he waited the extra year.
What a blessing.
And I'm almost now to the point where I'm like, I'm fine driving to Allen. Like, tonight I got to go to Allen to get him after practice to pick him up and take him back home. And it's a beating. But I think the trade-off is almost worth it.
Oh,
for
yeah.
An extra year.
For sure, dude.
Of not paying for any of this stuff.
And your older son didn't take a car to school?
He did not take a car to school.
Man, how did you do this?
So you paused his insurance? Are you able to do that?
You can, yeah. It doesn't really matter that much, but yeah, you can. Because he's back enough, fall break, Thanksgiving, Christmas, where it doesn't really work out that way, like you have a car in storage or something that. But yeah, I mean,
we should open up a car insurance company.
It's more, yeah, I'm sure that'd be great. It's not so much about Dave, like,
we'll go out of business as soon as we have to pay a claim.
2 days. It's not so much about the not driving, I guess, It's or about like not having a car in college. It's more about not being. I'm willing to pay the extra and the Uber driving, just as long as he doesn't get into a wreck, and then that just jacks things up. So it's almost like, can you make it to 25 and just not drive at all, and we'll just have the car?
And then when you're 25, you can pay for your own freaking insurance.
Yes.
Get out of my life.
Do you remember?
No, I'm not paying for your cell phone either.
That your dad told you when you turned 25, when you're off, and how much money it actually was, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was like $75 a month.
Well, at the time, it was crushing.
Yeah, it was. No, it was. Well, this is worse. Corby, I need another job to pay for car insurance.
No, don't go back. Don't go back.
Troy?